morning and welcome to the Cycles of Change radio program here on September 12, 2013. I'm your host, David Katzmeyer, coming to you live as I do every Thursday night at 8 p.m. New York time and 5 p.m. Pacific. Here with us tonight is Paul Slotkus of Good News Broadcast to tell us about the Peace Day Party being held this September 21, 2013. This is the International Day of Peace event being held to celebrate the UN Peace Day. This event is being held at Times Square in New York, coming to you as a worldwide TV, radio, and digital broadcast. There will be flags and a pole supplied by the World Peace Pair Society. Music will be mixed and played back with nonprofit segments interspersed between the songs from a litany of worthwhile organizations. And the star of this show is the Educational Acts of Peace for Children. There will be a Peace Pulse ceremony, a participator sing-along, music for peace, and a world event celebration. You can find out more about this significant event at peacedayparty.org. That's peacedayparty.org. But before we talk about that, I would like to tell you a little bit about tonight's guest, Paul Slotkus. Paul has 40 years of diversified experience in the communications industry. He and his company, Milestone Broadcast Corporation, have successfully carried out numerous production, fundraising, advertising, marketing, public relations with new technology and management assignments. Good News Planet is his current project, which brings good news and unique interviews to people around the world. Find out more about Good News Planet at goodnewsplanet.com. That's goodnewsplanet.com. So, to find out more about what Paul Slotkus and his company Milestone Broadcast Corporation and Good News Planet are going to be involved with this September 21 and the Peace Day celebration, here is tonight's guest, Paul Slotkus. Paul, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, David. How are you?
Oh, very good and very excited about September 21 and the Peace Day celebration in Times Square coming live around the world. What can you tell us about this significant event, Paul?
Well, the good news is that there is a day for the world to collaboratively act peacefully. There is a day that the countries of the United Nations, which is about 193, agreed to have, in essence, a global truce and for those countries to have practical acts of peace on this day. And so we're hoping that through many organizations worldwide will promote the fact that this day was declared by the United Nations. It actually started in 1982, and it got reinvigorated in 2002. And that because of the growth in the awareness of it and more organizations are getting involved, hopefully there will be a beautiful day, one day, every moment of that day, there are people in the war fields, in the streets, in the schools, and all the places where there's non-peaceful acts occurring, peaceful acts will occur. And so that's the beauty of it, and that's the plan.
Never underestimate the power of the collective consciousness, and if we have to start a day at a time, that's a good start. Last week's guest mentioned that throughout the 20th century, there were only 2 years in which there was not a war going on somewhere in the world. And if we have this day set aside as an international day of peace, then perhaps we can pause the world for peace and start there. So what's happening in Times Square, Paul? What's going on?
Okay, well, Times Square, you know, the crossroads of the world, a representation of all the people because of the mosaic, let's say, of America, and those that come here, we're creating actually a small event with amount of people-wise because it's only allowing us to do 300 people. We're going to create a peace circle, the peace sign, and we're going to make a circle. We have all the flags of the United Nations, and the plan for the show is the following, and to broadcast it live, and we have a whole professional crew and a satellite truck and so on and so forth, all the correct kinds of media functionality to actually broadcast at the, like my former CBS and Channel 13 PBS days. And we're going to, at noon, start off with a moment of silence. real silence, not that it can get too silent in Times Square.
Okay.
A moment of noise, no. And so whatever it is, and then actually last year we did this, but just at a smaller scale, actually at that moment it did become silent. It was a weird moment. And so let's hope that happens again, you know, with all the hysteria going on in that location. And then we're going to plant the peace pole in a sense, and peace pole is something in which they said, may peace prevail on earth. And this whole show will be pre-recorded. So then we'll all say, may peace prevail on earth, may peace prevail on earth. And everybody with the country flag will say, may peace prevail in the United States and wherever the country, Syria and Africa, some country. And I'll tell you one thing, you'll know that there's a heck of a lot of countries that you probably never heard of.
That's true.
And then we'll have hunger planets for these little round balls from our friends peacetoys.com. And those will represent everybody else who's not connected to the United Nations or countries, because not everybody is. And so then we're going to start off with the song High Hopes by Frank Sinatra. You know, the little man with a dam and putting his finger in it and stopping the dam from overflowing. And it's a children's show. Our focus, this year's request by the Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, is to Education for Peace. Each year it has some kind of a subtitle. And ours is focused on education for children and grandchildren. So our show is really for children and grandchildren to learn about what people are doing to help them and what opportunities there are to utilize. So we'll start off with a combination of singing. We've called it a celebration and a peace day party because we're celebrating peaceful people, and we're celebrating nonprofits. We'll have almost 40 of them represented that are doing good for children. So we want to celebrate everybody in the world who's doing good, who's not fighting. All the warriors, this is not their show, or what we hope it is a show that maybe they'll see that this is a good thing, and maybe we can get another couple of those years, like you just mentioned before, of a peaceful moment on planet Earth, Mother Earth, the Earth that every one of us all belongs to, all our brothers and sisters and the animal kingdom. David, you know a lot about these kinds of things. You're a good man. What are your thoughts?
I think that moment by moment, day by day, let's start somewhere. The day is set by the United Nations as the International Day of Peace. And what keeps a resolution from being just an academic measure is people's participation. You're doing that, and you've given us a focal point where we can all get involved just by being in the energy, by ourselves pausing for peace, and just simply thinking and maybe doing. I got a great thing that you can do, everybody, on September 21 at noon. Nothing. Try it. Let's all do nothing.
Well, we're hoping, David, that they sing along. We're going through a big expense here to create a sing-along for the world, meaning that,
well, that
we're going to have karaoke style. What's that, David?
That comes after the nothing.
After the nothing is a good thing, okay. After the moment of silence. But then we're going to do songs like Turn, 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 We Shall Overcome, If I Had a Hammer, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, other songs, Imagine, Puff the Magic Dragon, Annie with the children. So it's going to be, it's a small world with Disney. And so it's a sing-along, but a celebration, and then we'll intersperse these 40 different nonprofits talking about bullying, with Peter Yarrow talking about Operation Respect, or David Lynch talking about meditation, or a group working solely on helping young people learn about cancer care, for example, or autism group, or Captain Planet educating young people. We have so many wonderful organizations that are going, and Kayla Rhythms, your organization, and our good friend The Better World, and World Water Rescue, helping children understand about the need for water and the preservation of it. It's going to be very exciting.
And all very exciting.
That's the thought here.
And it's a thought manifest in the action. And there are powers there's power in words, and all the songs that you mentioned about High Hopes and It's a Small World After All and Off the Magic Dragon, these are all classics in our audio lexicon of our culture. And because of the happy times, the positive energy, the feeling of joy that is represented by these songs and that is invoked by these songs, and for people to focus and to sing along. And if, folks, if you're in front of a TV, if you're in front of a computer, sing along anyway, because it will be heard. The universe, the collective consciousness of us all is picking that up. This is why we do meditation. This is why chants can be inherited and handed down as a continuum through generations and become empowered, because you're picking up the energy of all those who have chanted before, those who would do it now, and those not yet born who will carry that chant. Well, song is a form of chant, too. And if you carry that song in your heart and you let it leave your lips, then you are manifesting the energy and the time, the focal point, the international day in which all of this can be done collectively in unison is September 21, 2013 at noon, New York time. Paul, you have given us a focal point. You have invested so much of your time, your work, your resources, and not to mention your money. It's all an altruistic endeavor in order to help us unite and put this energy together. Paul, how will people tune in if they want to watch this as a webcast or what have you? Where would you direct people to go to get focused?
Well, at this point, I would say, because since we're recording right now on the 12th, the day after 9/11, I would say at this point, you know, we are making it available to the world for free. And so there will be some stations. It really depends where you are. We're talking also to some of the larger, well, hopefully we get it on youtube.com/goodnewsbroadcast. We'll just set that up today. Hopefully they'll take a live program.
And YouTube Live. A lot of people don't realize this, that YouTube, for certain people, does allow for a YouTube Live event. And you're one of the people who qualify for this. And this is being put together now. So you may be on YouTube Live September 21.
Yes, we sure hope so. Well, we've been after, we have almost 2,000 shows on YouTube with our goodnewsplanet.com over the years, of all good news of people doing good things. So that's also worthy of seeing, youtube.com, Good News Broadcast. And so we're just hoping that, and we have our peacedayparty.org, and we'll have it on that as well. And if you want the link for the show, then please email me. And if you want to even be at the show, if we have any more room, we're only allowed 300 people, email me, and we'll see what we can do. It's paul.sladkus, S-L-A-D-K-U-S, at goodnewsbroadcast.com. And, you know, we hope to have the 300. We hope to have more than that. The place can take more, but the circle, approximately 300 people, will be appropriate. And, you know, we're creating the show, we're putting it all together, and we're going to play it back, and everybody will sing. It's going to be wonderful. We have, you know, the thought here is, I mean, there will be celebrity-type people there as well. We're going to have comments about peace. Actually, we're ending the show, David, with the World Peace Orchestra, which is 139 people from all around the world, 50 different countries. And we just their concert in Lincoln Center, and I got the chance to share some moments with a lot of interesting people, and we're going to play back those Kevin Spaceys and Deepak Chopras and Kathleen Turner and Tony LoBianco, all these people talking, and her name is Susan Lucci. And a whole bunch of people share some thoughts about peace. We'll play those back. And so, you know, but the point of this show is really, the star of this show is education for children. This is not a celebrity show. Nobody's going to be doing the performance. Everybody is one on this show, and everybody understands that. And that's the beautiful part of it. We'll have something from Desmond Tutu, something from Nelson Mandela, something from Gandhi, from Martin Luther King, I don't know, Temple Grandin, and just, you know, it's coming together because a lot of people want to be part of it. And And I'm very honored to get a chance to be able to help to bring this out, and hopefully people will tune in. And we're giving it to all the public, if we can reach them, all the public access channels. You might check on your public access channel. If you know your station managers anywhere, tell them, you know, to go to peacedayparty.org, and they can let us know, and we'll give them the link to put the show on. We're going through big, you know, the satellite feed's a big deal. And so, as well as just the web streaming, we want the world to watch it and to see it. And so whoever wants it, they need to let us know, and they got it live, L-A-V-E.
That is absolutely fantastic. Now, if you do the YouTube live event, will you be putting a link to that on your site at peacedayparty.org?
Yes, of
the
course.
Link
well,
to the YouTube
yes,
stream.
Yeah, we got to find out. Yeah, we have to learn what that is. Since we're kind of new to this, we don't know how that actually works. But hopefully, it'll be a link, and then it'll go right on to peacedayparty.org.
Yeah,
I will say
yeah.
that David Kassmeyer is the greatest webmaster of them all, and can help us with that. And as well as Good News Planet, he created how gorgeous our website is, and he's on the cutting edge. This guy. Constantly, and the most polite and respectful dude you could ever work with. I suggest go to him if you want to build a site. Hope you don't mind me saying that, David.
Thanks, Paul. I'll give you $5 later after the show. so we'll be able to do that. A link has already been created from the live event that was entered into YouTube today. So that link will be posted on peacedayparty.org. peacedayparty.org, so that you can click through, go to the YouTube live event, also read about more of what's happening there, the list of worthwhile organizations that are involved, that currently you can see hour by hour the events as they are planned, starting at 12 noon, going through into the afternoon. And Paul, do you also want to mention your email address again for people who want to contact you? Your email address is?
Paul, P-A-U-L dot Slatkus, S as in Sam, L, A, D as in David, K-U-S, at goodnewsbroadcast.com.
That's good news to know, Paul. To reach Paul and to email him directly is paul.slatkus@goodnewsbroadcast.com. That's P-A-U-L.
David, they're welcome to call me at 212-647.
Yeah,
1212, the old-fashioned way, 212-647-1212. If you have any questions, we'll do our best to answer them.
And also, when you go to peacedayparty.org, there's a contact link, and people will be able to click through and to sign up for the email list from which they can opt out at any time and to be updated on things that are happening. So this
and
is a very exciting thing. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let me invite everybody also to Central Park. So our show is from 12 to 12:30 in Times Square in Duffy Square Park, which let me get the address is like 46th Street and Broadway, right by the bleachers, right by the tickets booth, okay? So everybody knows where to go. And if you want to be there, you have to email me, okay? And we'll give you the real details because you got to be there early so you can line up properly. But all day long also in Central Park, in the band show in New York, we'll have a concert. Great musicians, great entertainers, great peace-loving talent, opera singers, and the Beatles group that was on Broadway. And that, another packed show of talented people, and we're going to record some of that and broadcast that, too. So I suggest that people you have a wonderful opportunity to go there, too. It's a freebie. They're both freebies.
This is all free. Fantastic. What a wonderful way to celebrate peace, to have the most magnificent show going on that day, and it's free to everybody.
Make it into a national and international holiday, David. That would be the greatest. If we could get the whole world to, have a peace day holiday, just like some people, Dennis Kucinich and Marianne Williamson, tried to get a peace in the cabinet of the United States, a peace part of that. And so worldwide, it would be great to have a peace day worldwide, national, international holiday.
Well, you're picking it up to another level. the International Day of Peace has lasted all these years, and you're giving us a way in which to actually put it into action and to really enjoy ourselves while we're doing it. That is truly remarkable. So we're going to be on their television, local access television shows. Everyone can look in their local listings to see if it's being carried in their area.
We're going to try. It's very hard.
Yes.
It's hard to do, David. That's a hard one to do. If you can get your public access station to contact me, we're going to try to go to the major cities. And remember, this is our first year, so we're going to grow with this. And we'll do it every year, the 21st. But we're going to go just to the major cities and see if we can get them to pick it up. We're still working on New York right now, and we're pulling together some of the other major cities, just the names. But we only have a week left, so it's I don't know whether we'll be how successful, and they don't have like one button that can push, you know, or PBS or Channel 3, you know, those stations. It's just not so easy to get a show on. I'm praying for Yahoo. I'm praying for Netflix. I'm praying for Facebook. Some of these big guys have the bandwidth and have a billion people connected to them. If they can broadcast it live, that would really be the greatest. So we've reached out, and let's hope that they can come through too. So I don't know how that all works for everybody, but if those big guys make it happen, then we'll really have some traction here. And it's not us, it's the day, it's the moment. Peace.
Well, that'll be wonderful to have those extra streams going out, but certainly no one needs to miss this because it's going to be on the computer, and you're going to be able to find it at peacedayparty.org. You're going to be able to click through to the live stream. You'll be able to read about everything that's going on, and if you're in New York, come to this event. What a show it's going to be. Almost reminds me of the 60s, Paul. A giant
beard. David, let me mention one thing. It's funny because we're going to come out with our movie that back in the when did I do that? In the 20th anniversary of Woodstock, I was doing with Richie Havens, and I was planning to do it in Central Park, and PBS gave me the network. The only thing, I couldn't raise $600,000 to do it. That's what it was going to cost, okay, to make this happen. Now I wanted to do Central Park this year, but, you know, I got ill. And I couldn't do the Great Lawn this year. I'm planning to do it next year, but that's $8 million now to do it right. And so the thought here was then I did the 20th anniversary exactly at that Duffy Square when the 20th anniversary was. So it's at 89, 69, 79, yeah. 89, I think, something like that. And Jumla, from the Jimi Hendrix band, came down, and Richie was there, and the whole group from Woodstock, and we created, and I have the movie, which I've never created, never broadcast yet, I've never put it out yet. Next year, we're gonna let the world watch that beautiful comments from Richie Havens and some of those people about peace and about love and harmony, and which was what Woodstock's all about. And even before Woodstock, we're dedicating part of our show also to Sid Bernstein, who brought the Beatles to America, who passed this year. And he did a Peace Day concert prior to that even. So, you know, those are peaceful events. It's a beautiful thing.
Wow. This is the most exciting event. And a chance for everybody to get together. Now, you have a major camera crew coming in that's going to be covering this, do you not?
I do. I got Rob Perna and a big production crew. Got a big jib, or they call it a crane, go up in the air at 25 or so feet, and so hopefully, you know, we're creating a peace sign, and hopefully it'll look good, and that's the plan. Now we got a bunch of cameras and audio and switching and all the good stuff to make it look high definition professional.
Good Lord, this is a do not miss events, folks. I mean, this is for peace, it's for us, it's for our children, it's for our grandchildren, it's for us all, and it's going to be live. Peace live, coming to a mind near you. All you have to do is join. What a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Well, Paul, I want to thank you for coming on and telling us about this event. I'm certainly going to be helping you and be involved with this, and I know many other people are. Litany of organizations. Folks, go to peaceaparty.org and look at the homepage and see all the organizations that are involved with this. And I invite everybody either go to Times Square, join the celebration afterwards in Central Park, or go there virtually at peaceaparty.org. September 21, 12 noon Eastern Time. Paul, is there anything else you want to tell us before we conclude tonight's show?
No. Yes. Always, I love you. I love people. We should all love each other. That's a great day to hug somebody, hug your neighbor, hug your friend, hug your family, hug yourself. You know, do practical acts of peace. That's what that request has been by the United Nations. A practical act of peace is doing nothing, doing something, being nice to somebody. Just cool out. Enjoy the day. Have a nice time and live and celebrate the fact that that is what most people do. That's a mindset that we all should have in our brain. Peace is here. Actually, war is over, as Yoko Ono would say. And we'll hopefully have Yoko Ono's video with go along with John Lennon's Imagine and the Beatles. You know, that it's here. It's right now. It's all part of it. Yes, there is some, you know, people and old and young doing can't resolve their differences through without hurting somebody, but it's a few and far between. It's even if it's 10%, 700 million, at least 6.3 billion people not bothering anybody. If you look at it that way, let's look at it that way. Let's visualize and let's celebrate everybody who is peaceful and who is living their life in that way. That's the real purpose of this thing.
Thing like that catch on. Before you know it, peace could break out. What a concept. All right, folks. Here it is. Our center point, September 21. Tune in, peaceaparty.org. Paul Slotkis of Good News Planet, thank you for putting this event together. Your altruistic, extensive efforts on benefit of worldwide peace and your human contribution. I thank you for what you're doing and for bringing this message to our listeners.
Thanks, David.
Well,
thanks.
This is David Ketzmeyer signing out from the Cycles of Change radio program, and I hope you all are doing what I'm doing on September 21, tuning in to the Peace Day celebration. Thanks to Paul Slotkis. This is David Ketzmeyer signing out from the Cycles of Change radio program. Good night.